Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Dereen with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our life support outreach and our prayer room ministries. And I'm so delighted tonight, to be back on our radio broadcast for our praise, prayer, and prophecy. Hallelujah. I just give God all the praise and all the glory. I magnify his holy name on tonight. I just bless his name, Jesus. I just thank you right now, God. I give God praise and I give him glory. I just magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. I just want to give reverence to God who is my to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank and praise God on tonight. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order by God. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And then we're going to go into our testimony service. And then we're going to go into our prayer. So I have the Holy Spirit lead us. Amen. We're going to have a scripture reading from 143. It says, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications in thy faithfulness. Answer me and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man live and be justified, for the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten me. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolated. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsted after thee as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. Spirit telleth, hide not thy face from me. Let I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I shall walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from thy enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me unto the land of uprightness. O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. I have just read you Psalms 143 in its entirety. May God add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song. What is going on? Crazy stuff.
We worship you.
Against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. We just come, Lord, just praising and thanking and praising you right now, God. Just magnifying your holy name on tonight. Just lifting your name up, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come to give you glory. We come to give you praise on tonight. We come to just lift your name. We come to praise, pray, and prophesy on tonight. We just ask you right now, God, to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, and cleanse our hearts and our minds. Purify us, Lord, and make us holy. Sanctify us, God, on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just depending and trusting on you on tonight. I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, Lord. Lord, I ask you to let your anointing come, Lord. I ask you to let your power fall on tonight. I ask you right now, God, to put a shift in the atmosphere on tonight, God. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you right now, God, to bless. In the name of Jesus, bless, hallelujah, bless them right now, God. Fill every need, every request, God. Do it for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise on tonight. I give you glory. I magnify your name on tonight. I'm asking you to let Deborah move me from myself, Lord. Let Deborah decrease. Deborah don't have anything to do with it, God. Just the vessel that you use, and God, do it for me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Ghost may take over and take control of this praise, prophecy, and prayer meeting, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory on tonight. We give you all the praise on tonight, God, and we just thank you. We don't take this for granted. We just thank you on today, God. Lord, thank you, God. I ask you to right now to restore us. I ask you to refresh us tonight. I ask you to rejuvenate us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just need strengthening right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you to strengthen us on tonight, God. And we need you, God, and we need you to revive us tonight, God. And in the name of Jesus, we need your hand upon us on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we don't know what else to do, God, but ask you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, no other person, no other man can do this but you, God. We need you to restore us on tonight. We need a helping hand tonight. We need, God, refreshing, God. In the name of Jesus, nobody can do this but you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, God. Amen. 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 And praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. I thank and praise God for this opportunity. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised on tonight. I just give God all the praise. I give him worship tonight. I just magnify his holy name. I just thank and praise God. This is our testimony part of the service, and so many things been happening on this day. So many things been happening against attacks and things like that on this day. But I know God, and I know him for myself. So I'm not going to worry about none. It's just going to be bigger the problem, bigger the blessing. Bigger the problem, bigger the blessing. I thank God on tonight for him delivering me. I thank God on tonight for everything that he do. I'm so grateful to God on tonight. I thank him. Praise God. All I need to do is just depend on God. No, I haven't been working. I haven't been getting paid, but God's still making a way for me. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank him. You know, he's a good God. And God all by himself. I give God the praise and I give him glory on tonight. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. And I bind up the strong men right now that I didn't do in my prayer. I bind up every strong man in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind up every demon on assignment tonight. I bind you up from this radio broadcast, and I bind you up from our lives, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic. I bind you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no power over me, over anyone under the sound of my voice. Nobody in this ministry, in this church, you have no power over in the name of Jesus. I just give God all the praise on tonight. I give God glory. I magnify your holy name on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to let the Spirit of the Lord lead me on tonight. Prophet Morton, I hear the Lord say, that a lot of things that doesn't matter to other people matter to you. Mm-hmm. He said you're wise and you have wisdom. He told me to repeat it. He say you're wise and you have wisdom. He said, don't think the sacrifices that you make that you're not going to be rewarded for, because you are. It's some things in your heart that you're still trying to work out, but you trust in God, but you're trying to work it out. He said he see him. He said sometimes the things that you see and the things that you hear, you kind of be saying, what's this? Why is this happening? But God knows everything. He knows everything. He said, when you done did everything else, when you done tried everything else, and he see a change about you too, and I do too, but he see a change about you. It's a change about you. It's an elevation in there too. He said, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Say, don't be anxious for nothing. Just do it like you're going to do it, but don't be anxious for it. Because when you're anxious, you'll look over some things and may not see some things. And a lot of times you have sown to people. Now people are going to begin to sow to you back. You have blessed people and help people. They're going to be able to bless you. God will make sure it may not be the same people, but it's going to be other people. It's going to be somebody. And the Lord wants you to speak again. Whenever you get it ready, you just started on it. You're working on it, but you're not finished. The Lord wants you to be happy. He wants you to have a happy heart. He don't want your heart to be broken. And keep up children about God, because it's going to stay with them. I hear the Lord say promises, 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 promises. I don't know what that means. And Minister Martin, God bless you. Hold on tonight. You know, you always been one to try to help people. And ain't nobody just urge you on to do that for God. Because God is going to judge us for every deed, good or bad. And when you're blessing people, when you're helping people, it's like a ministry. I have a help ministry too. It's like a help ministry. And when you can take the gift that God is giving you and bless somebody, it makes God all the more proud to be called your father. He said, you will speak. You will speak. Mm-hmm. He's going to have something to do with it. You're going to speak. I just want you ready. When the Lord allows you to do it, do it. Giving me a lot of things I can't say on this radio broadcast, but there ain't nobody on it, but y'all know where I probably could see it, but I don't want it to be recorded, so I don't know. God is well pleased. He's well pleased. I have a great job for you all. I thank God teaching y'all. He teaching y'all a whole lot of things that I'm not around to teach you all. God is teaching you. He's teaching you how to be in order with each other. He's working on your marriage. He's working on your love for one another. It's like some building blocks. He's stacking them up. Yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And past that second year, hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. God, I want y'all to get over there in the book of Romans. I just hear him say that. It's a book about living and how you should live. I heard him say remarkable. He said they will work you reading.
every day just meditate on it like you do. He wants you to meditate on that word. Just meditate, hallelujah. He's going to show you some more things in the word of God. Hey, you all keeping up and doing it right. So that's a blessing. He said, you're doing it right. It's a blessing. Amen. So if you all have a prayer request that I should pray, I'm going to do that. Or if you want to testify about anything, you could do that. So to you, I want the Spirit of the Lord to get the glory tonight, not me. Because, you know, I love to pray and I love to just praise and worship.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm some of the things that you had said, because I had been praying about wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and it, mm-hmm. I know God has been giving me every last one of them, because, like, I will listen to the words, you know, I let it read to mm-hmm. me, and when I let it read to me, I get a different understanding. Like, I could understand mm-hmm. it way better, and I know that's coming from God. Like, I think it's Matthew 11. I think it's 28 and mm-hmm. 27 and 28. Is for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just, I've been meditating on that right there, because God give us things. Our trials and tribulations, he don't give it to us for it to be hard. He give it to us so we can learn from it. We make it hard ourselves because we don't trust God, his judgment and his direction. We don't trust that. So we take it upon ourselves to do what we want to do. And so that's why the yoke is hard and the burden is hard. It's supposed to be mm-hmm. easy for us. We should pick up on it and learn like that, and we never do because of us, because we get in our own way. So God, been, mm-hmm. he had that in my own, and I've been meditating on it, like it's been playing back and forth in my mind, because God is so good. And just things about my life, all I had to do was listen in my life, just listen and trust what God was telling me to do, and I would be mm-hmm. just fine. So now, like when we get into our things, like we'll have a situation, she'll be like, you don't even look mad. I'll be like, I can't be mad for something that I can't fix. I'm not finna get so upset. I need to trust God. That's where trust in God comes in. It's when it gets real hard, when we supposed to truly trust what God is saying to do and what he wants us to do. And it gets hard because God wants to see what we going to do. And we always fail God. And I just want God to know I'm right here. I'm willing to just, I'm for God now. Like, I he gave me everything I ever wanted. Now I want to do what he wants me to do. And he's right. I have been getting my words together. I have been God has been giving me a word, and I've just been doing what you do. I just, whatever word he give me for the day, I will speak it. I'll say what I want to say. Try to mm-hmm. get something out of the word, and I try to write things down so I can know exactly where God want me to be at. And sometimes I don't even write it down because I want to remember. I want it to be able to come from my heart.
Yes.
I'm just grateful to God that he is seeing what I'm doing and he is pleased with me. I'm just so grateful to God because I just want him to be pleased with me. I just want to please God. I love God. Yes. I love Jesus. Yes. I just want him to just know that. And I know he knew it because he confirmed it every day he confirms it for me. And I'm just thankful to God. I'm just thankful to God.
Thank you,
That's
Lord.
That's all I wanted to say. God is so good. He is just so good to me. Everything I've been praying for, he keeps confirming it through you every time. And I don't even have to think about it. I don't even have to think if he's referring me. I just was thinking this yesterday. I was in the shower, and it wasn't a loud prayer. It was just a little prayer to myself, praying over my family. And I was just like, I wonder, do God still hear me? But I feel like that's what the devil wanted me to think, because I didn't care. I still was praying. I said, God, hear my prayers, because he do. And he just confirmed it today. God is so amazing, Granny. He is so amazing.
Yes, he is.
I'm just grateful. It's the little things like that that matter to me. I want God to know that I mean what I say, and I mean that I'm going to trust him. I'm going to follow him. He is the light of my life. That's what I'm trying to say. He's the light. And I trust him. I trust his word.
Lord.
I trust everything about him. And Romans,
thank you,
I
want
to read it, because I've been asking him, where do I go? Like, I was in 1 Kings, and then I jumped to Matthew, and so I've been wanting to know where to go. I needed to know that, and he just told me. So I'm so appreciate that. I'm so grateful to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Amen. That's so awesome. That is so awesome. I'm telling you. God can, you don't even have to say nothing. You think it in your mind, and God will hear you, and he'll answer you in your mind, prophetic. A lot of times I don't say nothing. That's why we quiet in this house, because Granddaddy be talking in his mind to the Lord, and I'll be talking in my mind to the Lord. We don't have to, I'll holler up some stuff, but sometimes it's just good to just be able to have a conversation with God. That's what he wants. He wants to be able, and he hear you. You don't have to be loud. You don't have to even say it out your mouth. Your mouth don't have to move. As long as your mind is saying it, he gonna hear what your mind is saying. Believe me, and the enemy can hear what your mind's saying. But God gonna hear you. He hear you. He know what's in your mind. He know you love it. He know that. Because he make a way when it seem to be no way. God always provides. He always provides. He been just on us all day, even all night. I felt some type of way last night. And I went on to sleep, and God woke me up at 3. And I got up and used the bathroom. I said, Lord, is this you waking me up to pray? And I laid back down, and he's like, get up. I got up. I said, I'm just going to go in here for a minute, because I got to be back up at 5:30. Shoot. When I got through praying, it was 7:30, and it was okay with me because I love God. And the thing that we're going to have to learn as children of God, you can't let your body, your tiredness, your sleepiness, all that stop you from doing what God say do. I don't let my body control me, because if I did, I would never be on this radio broadcast. I would never be on live, because as soon as it's time for me to come on, then my arms start hurting and my chest start hurting, and I sacrifice and I push myself. I said, I don't care what you say, I'm going on. I be getting attacked like that every day. Every time it's time for me to get on the broadcast, if something comes up. Something comes up. And I can't help it. My arm was hurting me tonight when I got on there. I don't care about that arm. God is a healer. And if I just be obedient and do what he say to do, he going to move that pain right out. So this is how you have to get when it comes to God. I might would do something if it was just for Ed, or it was just for you or for Mimi. It may be different, but God, I tell my arm to go and sit down. You could hurt all night. I'm going to get up and pray because you don't know how tired I was last night. I went to sleep at 11 and I was back up at 3 and I haven't been back to sleep since. I think I fell asleep in there. I don't know, sometime, and I heard Granddaddy talking on the phone, and I jumped, after I put that space heat on me, I fell asleep, and I jumped up. But I know God, he make you, when you sacrifice like this, when you take a sacrifice, he'll make you feel refreshed. He'll revive you. I was driving everywhere, doing all kind of stuff. That's how God make you. I used to tell them all the time, I'll stay up all night and pray if you let me not be tired at work. And believe me, I wouldn't be tired at work. I'd stay up all night and pray. I ain't just start praying like this. You know I've been praying a long time. That's why I have to cover y'all. I cover my family. I cover every last one of y'all. Cover all the Ed's children. I cover the people of God. This how you please God. You know, I don't never say, Lord, bless me. I don't have time for that. I'm praying for the people of God. I ain't praying for me. I'm praying for my people and for the people of God. You will never, ever hear me say, God, bless me. Mm-mm. I don't even do that because God know what I need. He is a perfect God. He is perfect in every way, and he knows my every need. No, I'm not going to pray saying, Lord, do nothing for me. Mm-mm. Because God know my needs. He know my body. He know when I ache. He know when I got a headache. He know everything. And he'll get it together for me. I don't have to say I'm hurting. He know when I'm hurting. I don't have to say nothing. I don't. But when I have a headache, I had a slight headache for 2 days, and I knew it was the enemy. I ain't going to say it was nothing else because I don't have headaches. Because the enemy, and I ain't trying to put everything in and make him look big and stuff, because he ain't no match for God. He ain't even no match for me, but because God is in me. He ain't no match for God. He don't have no power. I just, when I be thinking about, and it may have been rain or whatever, but whatever it was, I was having a little slight headache, was kind of making me think about COVID. Is what it was trying to make me think. It wasn't about the enemy. That's why I said that. It was the enemy. So, you know, when I went today and took that test and it was negative, I knew it wasn't. I knew it wasn't nothing but the enemy. You know, and because he tried to fool us, me and Ed. But the devil is a liar. But you have to stay focused on the Lord. Focused on God. Don't veer off to the left or to the right. Just stay focused on what God would have you to do. Because he let me pick up so many things in my spirit, man. I be picking up stuff from different people. I be praying for people I ain't never seen before. I prayed for some people the other night. I had shed my eyes in meditation, and he showed me all kind of folks, black folks, white folks. It don't matter. I love them all, and I'm going to pray for them, whether they like it or not. They can be mean to me, but they can't be mean to God. God is covering me. Whatever he tell me to do or say, I'm going to do it. I drove on like a little highway today. You know I haven't driven on the highway, especially in Detroit, in Michigan. But I didn't have no fear. Don't you know I thank God for that? I didn't have no fear. I just thank God for it because he's brought me a mighty, mighty long ways. You know that. And I thank God for it. I thank God for it. That's a testimony right there because there's so many times I have wanted to drive on the highway here. They just drive so fast. But I got on there trying to go and look at that old car. And the next thing you knew, I was on there. And I wasn't on 75, though, but I was on 24. It wasn't real bad. It wasn't bad at all. So I thank God for it on today. Those are testimonies that I can say And I thank God for today. You don't know how, and then it just blessed me to hear you talk about the Lord. I have to let the Holy Spirit see. When I invite the anointing and the Holy Spirit into our worship, I let him lead it. I mean, I can holler and pray and, you know, all that, but I have to turn it over to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit lead. That's when he told me to tell her this and to tell him that. Why are you waiting? You don't need music. Because, see, that, you know, I'm not going to say, now, I've had so many experiences. I can play that music and the speaker go off, and that upsets me and just all kind of stuff. But when I tell the devil that I don't need music to pray, I don't. I know how to sing myself if I just had to. He can't stop my worship. He can't stop my praise. He can't stop me from praying. I pray in my mouth if I didn't have no voice. I'm just telling you, God works everything. Everything that I do for God, he's worthy. He's worthy of it. If I had 10 trillion tongues, I couldn't thank God enough. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I just thank and praise him for everything that he does. And I'm not going to stay on the whole time tonight, because a lot of people just jump on just for the word. They don't want to worship and stuff like that. They just want to jump on because I was telling Prophet Lisa, she worried me all day Wednesday and Thursday, but Thursday night she couldn't get on the line. You know, I feel some type of way, but it ain't my business. It's God's business. So I had to settle my mind and my spirit so I wouldn't feel no type of way and had to keep pressing. But when people do that, they wait till the last 10 or 15 minutes, and then they want to jump on and get a word from God. I ain't that person. And I ain't going to say none less than God tell me to. I ain't going to speak out of turn because it'll be my flesh, and I don't want that. I want to actually tell them what God give me, and not because that's like a false prophet when you just sit up and say what you want to say. I ain't going to do that. If I don't hear nothing and don't give you no word, it ain't going to come from Deborah because I'm too afraid of God. Mm-mm. So I just, you know, I give God praise and glory tonight, and I just thank him for everything that he's doing in this ministry. I thank God. And he's waiting on both of you all for a sermon. You get ready. You all gonna do it again. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Don't just jump up because I said you need to speak. You speak when God tell you to speak. Now, he may say, tell his time or tell him his time, but I'm going to do it the way he tell me to do it. But I don't want to force nobody into doing it because I want to be naturally from God through you. That's what I want it to be. I don't want me to have to force you. Mm-mm. So I'm going to pray for just about 5 minutes, and then we're going to get off. And then I'm going to try to find a way to send that money by the grace of God, some kind of way. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been doing, just trying to find out, you know, what I can do. But I did talk to Mimi, but I'm going to see. I haven't talked to that because I don't like everybody knowing my business and everything like that. But I'm going to see what I can do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Did anybody have a testimony? Anybody else have a testimony? Okay. Father, we just thank you tonight. We praise you tonight. We magnify you tonight. We glorify you tonight, God. Lord, we just thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name on tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, we just lift your name up, Lord God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We just thank you on tonight, God. We praise your holy name, Father. We thank you tonight. We glorify your name on tonight, Jesus. We just give you glory. Lord, I ask you right now to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless the household. Bless their family. Bless them going in. Bless them coming out, God. Just bless on tonight. Bless every member of this ministry, of this church, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I know you're going to do what you said you're going to do, God. Your promises, God, I thank you for them on tonight. I praise you for every member, God, and their family. Just bless right now, Jesus. You know what we stand in need of. Just bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I bind the strong man from their lives and from their homes, from every thought, God. And I bind the strong man up tonight. I bind you up and I cast you out, and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. You have no power over them now. In the name of Jesus, go now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you on tonight. When we give you praise, hallelujah, we just thank you, God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, from the bottom of our heart. We love you, God. We give you praise on tonight. We give you worship tonight. We worship you, God. We just praise your name, God. We bow down and worship you, Lord. We bless your name tonight, God. I ask you to cover every home in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around it, Lord, all at the front door, at the back door, at every window, God. Let it be peace, Lord. I release peace in these homes and joy and laughter, God, in these homes, God, in the name of Jesus, every member household, God, in the name of Jesus, let them have peace, Lord, in their homes, God. Bless every marriage of this ministry. Bless every marriage everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Let it be peace, God, in the midst of confusion on tonight. Bless the marriages, God, all over this earth, God. Bless the marriages, the two that shall become one, God, in the name of Jesus. Restore marriages, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal marriages, God, to right now, to mend broken hearts on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Bless your marriages on today, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to strengthen them where they weak, every marriage, God. Build every marriage where it's torn down, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you tonight. I ask you to renew their minds on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Just renew their marriages. Just renew their vows in the name of Jesus. Just do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to revive them, God. Restore them today, God, in the name of Jesus. Just refresh them, God. Refresh the marriages, God, in this ministry, in every other ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you tonight. Some of us need deliverance, God. Some of us need to be set free, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to let your power and anointing fall, God. In the name of Jesus, let your power fall, God. Let your anointing fall, God. Send your power down, Father, and let your anointing fall on tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 yeah, 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 hallelujah, yes, God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, I thank you, God. I heard the Lord say, make no mistake, hallelujah, he's right here, make no mistake, he's right there, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. He say, I'm in control. Hallelujah. I'm in charge. Hallelujah. And I'm in control. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you.
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, honey. I'm planting your feet solid ground, he said. I'm planting your feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. Glory, higher ground. Hallelujah. 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 So when the enemy comes in like a flood, God lifts up a standard against them. He has to lift us up high above anything that the enemy try to throw at us. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. For every gift, God. Thank you right now, God. Thank you right now. Thank you for every gift, God. Thank you for every gift, God. Comes from above. Every one of them come from above. I don't care. Hallelujah. Whatever gift it is, it come from God. It didn't come from me. And hallelujah. Glory to God. It was already in you. God just had to activate it. Hallelujah. 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 He said, your blessing so close, all you have to do is reach up and grab it. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Yet of a tenderosi. Yes, God. Thank you tonight. Thank you. Thank you for opportunities that will come knocking your way. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you tonight. Thank you. Thank you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 And Lord, I pray for prophet Sat Lord tonight. Lord, I don't know what's going on. Hallelujah. But I know, God, I believe in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover her household over there tonight. In the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to bless her body, heal her, touch her right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to send peace in the home, God. Send peace. Send love. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, God. I ask you to touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, do it tonight, God. Touch her mind, God. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen her mind on today. Did it become a mercy? Mental, Lord. I ask you to strengthen her mental capacity, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know how I love my sacerdote. In the name of Jesus, her body, God. Touch her right now, God. In the name of Jesus, cover her right now. In the blood of Jesus, cover her husband. In the name of Jesus, cover her children right now, God. In the name of Jesus, you know, Lord, you know tonight. Hallelujah. You know, God, in the name of Jesus, you are right now, God. I ask you to touch right now. Heal right now, God. Heal right now, God. Heal right now, God. Touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. Touch Rose tonight, God. Heal tonight, Lord. Touch LaVeya tonight, God. Heal tonight. Every sickness studying, God. Heal tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I bind up every demonic force. I bind the strong man. I bind you up from that house, from their lives. I bind you up now in the name of Jesus. I bind you up and I cast you out. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no power. You have no authority. God didn't give it to you. So you need to leave there. Leave. Lord, I pray now that everything that don't, anything that don't mean her or her husband, no good, God. Don't let it come across that threshold. Lord, you block it. In the name of Jesus, you block every negative word. Hallelujah. Every negative thought. I hear you in the spirit. Hallelujah. I heard that name in the spirit. Hallelujah. I bind her up. I cast her out, and I command that demon to go. In the name of Jesus, every negative word that she's saying against her right now, I bind it up. Lord, let it be like a boomerang and let it go right back to where it come from in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want a warfare in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let it be like a circular thing, God. Let it go right back to where it come from in the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. He called us Tandrosi. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. He loved us Tandrosi. Yeah, I come up for one. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Yes, God. Pray right now, God. I heard you. I pray for the pit of her stomach right now, God. I pray, God, right now, God. Lord, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to take over her appetite and control it now in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to take over her appetite. I speak that you take over her appetite right now, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, do it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. And God bless you all for coming on. I just thank and praise God. I appreciate you all. I don't take you for granted, not at all. I love both of you and your family. I love you all so much. Y'all are my babies, and I love you. Amen. God bless you. We're going to get ready to close out. God, I just thank you for them both. I thank you for the union. I thank you for their family, God. Just so committed and so faithful, God. I just thank you for them on tonight. I give you praise for them. I give you glory for them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to just keep them covered and bless them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all have a good night. God bless you. I got to call and see about your mama now. God bless you. Have a good night. I love you.
Okay.
All right.
Love you, Granny.
See you.
Good night.
Love you, too. See you.
See you.
Good night.
All right.
See you.